T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
198, it's Courtney and Company at 729. You may still be rubbing the sleep out of your eyes. We are obsessed with sleep on this show because we're constantly chasing it. And I don't know.
I just think when you have a weird schedule, if it's either late, overnights, it's not the typical 8 to 5, 8 to 4. If it's any variation of that, your sleep schedule is way different. Mm-hmm. People are obsessed with asking us what time we get up in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Right. Because they can't fathom it.
Yes.
We can't either. And I felt bad for my kids because yesterday, last day of school, you know, it should be so exciting. But my kids are not going to be able to stay up until it gets super dark. I mean, they're not going to be staying up late and then sleeping in for the summer. They still have to get up and go to summer camp. My husband has to go to work and get them out the door. So I feel bad that they miss out on that, like, lazy summer mornings type of thing. Mm. But tough luck. Yeah. Them's the breaks. A new study about sleep. And this contradicts a lot of studies that we've heard before. You know, you can't catch up on sleep later on. It's not like you can bank hours. Mm-hmm. This study says you can. Sleeping in on the weekends could help you live longer.
Science.
It is science. Here's the deal. They studied over 30,000 people across a 13-year period. So this study's legit. U.S. and Swedish researchers found people that get less than 5 hours of sleep a night during the week, which might apply to some people on the show, right? Less than five hours a night.
Oh, easy.
But those people sleep in on the weekends, no greater risk of dying.
The consequences for this for me aren't that I might die early. It's just that I don't feel good and can't do my job properly.
Right, but it says if you don't...
That's true, Tim.
The ultimate finding is that if you don't get a lot of sleep during the week, you actually can make up for it the weekend. Mm-hmm. It's huge news for us, I think. And this also means that Marcelo Zuna from the Cardinals is going to live forever.
How embarrassing.
Did you hear what happened to him yesterday?
No.
Oh, yeah.
He got scratched from the game because he overslept and he didn't make it to Busch Stadium until after the game had already started.
Can you imagine?
Yeah. I mean, day game, 12:15, but
oversleeping for most jobs, but that job.
Right.
Yadi, I follow Yadi on Instagram and from my account, which is at Tim Convey on Instagram. And
Gotta have the plug.
And he was, he had a bunch of dudes over and they were kind of like partying. I mean, it wasn't like insane, but he was doing an Instagram live.
Oh.
And there was like music and dancing and
after the game, not yesterday, but the day before.
No, this was maybe last weekend.
Oh, okay.
It was at least a few days ago. And people were commenting being like, Tom Marcel, he needs to get to bed. Like he was the only like guy who's currently like playing who was getting after it.
Well, and you think about it, like they're playing, even though they played a day game yesterday, but even though they're playing at night for most games, it's been so brutally hot. And it went from really cold. There was no ramp up. It just went from cold to blazing hot.
Yep.
You're playing in the heat. You're playing late night sometimes, extra innings. You're probably not getting to bed until after midnight. That takes a toll on your body. And then all of a sudden you're supposed to turn it around and wake up super early. And
poor guy. Yeah. I mean, it's awful.
Be there at maybe like 10.
Terrible.
The crack of 10.
I don't know how he does it.
For a 12:15 game.
All that money and playing a sport that you love.
I know. I feel like he should pay someone just to call him every day to make sure he gets out of bed on time.
That's a service.
I would do that. And if not, I'm sure Vivian would be happy to pay him time.
Get on up in the morning.
Get up with the Courtney and Company.
Oh, you go.
We have our contestants lined up for the Cards' June 1st game, and first in is Jeannie from St. Louis. Good morning.
Hi, little Jeannie.
Morning.
All right, Jeannie, here we go. What or which U.S. president appears on the front of the $2 bill?
A $2 bill. I'm not sure. Andrew Jackson?
No. It's Thomas Jefferson.
Oh, yeah. Our friend Sean O'Brien would have known that.
He would have. He carries $2 bills around.
Loves them. Also a big Thomas Jefferson
Thank
fan.
You, Jeannie.
Okay, next up is Ken from Fenton. Hey, Ken.
Hey, what's happening, everybody?
You know, it's just a Thursday. We're getting ready for the Memorial Day weekend. You got some big plans?
Barbecue.
Oh,
barbecue.
Yeah.
Well, that's different. How did you think that one up, Ken?
It just came to me.
Like a tradition in your family? Something you guys have carried on?
Ken, what is the meat? What are the meats that'll be barbecued?
Zizita?
No, I'm sorry, that's wrong. You're out.
Oh, no, wait. Bratwurst.
Yeah, I like that.
Hamburgers.
Mm-hmm.
And hot dogs.
Wow, right, are we invited? That's a lot of meat.
Nice.
If you guys want to come out, you're more than welcome.
All right, we'll be there, Fenton.
All right.
Bringing my tall friend.
What does the acronym OWN stand for the cable network?
Oprah Winfrey Network.
You got it, Ken. All right, one down. Two more to go.
Ken, which U.S. cities are you flying between if the airport codes on your ticket are ATL and PDX?
Atlanta. Tacoma.
Oh, he heard TDX.
PDX. P is in...
Pittsburgh.
No, not Pittsburgh. Sorry, Ken.
I'm
Portland.
Tried.
We gave you a lot of room there, too, Ken.
Sorry.
Have a good weekend, Ken.
Yeah. See ya.
Bye, Ken.
Okay, next up is Bailey from Collinsville.
Bailey?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning to you. Which singer lent her voice to Smurfette in 2011's The Smurfs movie?
Oh, 2011. Kristen Bell. I have no clue.
Katy Perry.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, Bailey. You know you can call back.
I will.
All right.
And Sarah from Granite City.
Sarah.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Sarah, what are you doing this weekend? What are your big Memorial weekend plans?
Probably barbecuing at the house.
Lots of queuing up.
Interesting. Uh-huh. Very interesting.
Probably some swimming.
Probably some swimming. Yeah. Definitely some swimming.
Okay. What is the tallest mountain in Africa? It's in the song Africa, too.
Biggest mountain in Africa. Let's see. The Smoky Mountains?
No, not the Smoky Mountains.
I was close.
Kilimanjaro. Sorry, Sarah.
Got that.
And finally, from the Smoky Mountains. No, just kidding. Washington, Missouri. Kathleen. Good morning.
Hello. Kathleen, let's shut this thing down, okay?
What?
We're going to shut it down with you. You're going to get three in a row and win.
You got it.
Just shut it down.
Okay. What is the biggest size bed
We're
called?
We're going to shut the show down.
What is the biggest size what?
Bed called.
A king size bed.
Do we need more specific?
Yes, more specific.
Oh my God. It wouldn't be a California king.
Yes, it would.
There you go.
Way to go, Kathleen.
All right.
Shut it down.
Shutting it down. Here we go.
Kathleen, what animal is the symbol of the United States Democratic Party?
Oh my God, I should know this. It's not a donkey?
We're giving you a lot of time, Kathleen.
Okay, last one, Kathleen.
You got to believe in yourself for this one, Kathleen. If you answer in the form of a question, even if you're right.
Sorry, I do that all the time.
You're doing great.
You'd be great on Jeopardy.
Yeah.
I know.
All right, Kathleen, final question. How many holes are there in a full round of golf?
Can I have 18?
Can I have 18?
Yes!
Number one answer on the board, Kathleen!
Shutting it down!
Jen's combining two games.
Yeah. We're going to have you spin the wheel one final time to see what you've won.
And you've won tickets to the Cards Pirates Friday, June 1st. It's also the Cardinals kickoff to summer. They're doing some amazing promotional giveaways that weekend. They're going to have an embroidered Cardinals jersey, a Chris Carpenter bobblehead, and on Friday night, for the first 30,000 fans, 16 and older, the Yachty Tumbler. So congratulations, Kathleen.
Yeah, Kathleen. Oh. And make sure you stop by Uncorked before or after the game.
Yes, and Yachty's my man.
Yeah, he'll tumble for you.
All right.
You've been holding on to that one, haven't you?
No.
Yeah. All right, wow, Kathleen. That was good.
Hold on. We'll get you all your information. We have another pair of tickets for that night's game coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Right now, here's Lance with another look at your traffic.
And that look at traffic this time around is going to be sponsored by
Y98 with the Courtney and Company Morning Show. Having a lot of fun today. We're getting closer and closer to Friday, so the moods go up. Tuesday, we were sour, but today we are happy. And I'm going to tell you, if you're having a bad start to your day, I'm going to make your day by telling you to go watch Can Kevin. The video is up. If you go to our Facebook page, the video's on our Facebook page. And it's not just Can Kevin. It's Can Kevin with a special appearance by Tim Convy.
Mm.
And I'll just tell you this, Kevin can't, but Tim can. But it's funny to watch. I enjoyed the trapeze guys at Trapeze STL. Is it? Do they call it Trapeze STL or Trapeze St. Louis?
I think Trapeze St. Louis.
Yeah, I do too.
Because
it was
their logo says STL. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But the guys that taught you guys seem great.
So cool.
They were trying to help. Kevin doesn't do a lot.
Oh,
but
I don't.
I enjoyed them pulling Kevin's shirt down.
I did too.
Oh, no.
I was like, that's the best part of the video is the fact that I am hanging upside down, but the shirt stays up. These guys are professionals.
They really are.
Thank you.
You got to get a peek at Kevin's boxer shorts, but they make sure that's all you get is a peek.
You can see mine in the video. I was wearing my Pepsi boxers. And
I didn't even notice
Pepsi waistband.
Wow, name drop.
Yeah.
He's just trying to get the ladies to go look
there's
at
a
it.
Little, there's right. a little flesh in there, too.
Well, you know, and I don't think, unfortunately, the video doesn't give true credit to how truly talented Tim is on the trapeze, man. It was impressive.
I just think just swinging on it would be hard to do.
They tell you they tell you what to do. Like, they're literally like, if you do this, 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 and this, it'll work and it'll be cool. And I was like, there's no way. And you know, there'll be a long cut we'll release someday where I'm like, guys, if I even swing once on my hands,
just holding on to it,
that'll be a victory. And they're like, no, just do this and this. And I did what they said.
Was it fun dropping?
So fun. I had such a fun day out there. It was a really, really good time.
And anybody can do this. They give you, they teach you how to do it. You should take Greg Warren out there. I would love to see.
I was trying to talk him into it yesterday, but I'll say this about Greg Warren. We did a photo shoot for the podcast when we went down to Clayton Shaw Park to the big, they've got the big high dive. And we went up there and Greg was turned into like a four-year-old. He was crawling. He was so terrified of being up there.
That Clayton pool, the high dive is pretty high.
But worst case scenario, you fall into a bunch of water. I think you guys are on his side.
I think you
lose. He was on his hands and knees.
I think you lose your
bearings a little bit.
No. Like what I did 10 years ago even scares me now. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, yeah,
there's hips involved now with me that could break.
I don't know. I'm gonna try to talk him into this. But so fun, and it's not real expensive too. And it's not. I thought, oh man, the lessons are gonna take it's gonna take so long until I finally get up there.
Yeah.
But it's a really quick. All right, here's what you do, and then hop up there, and you're flying.
How can people do it themselves, Kevin?
They can go behind. You can go to STL. I believe it's STLtrapeze.com. Why would I know this?
Well, you should know it for the Can Kevin. You should be plugging it because they let you come out and do
it
for the video.
I should know this. You're right.
Yeah.
I let you down, St. Louis Trapeze, after you held up my shirt.
I think it's Trapeze
TrapezeSt.com?
It's all through Circus Harmony. But if you go, their Instagram's real easy. It's Trapeze STL. And then Circus Harmony, which is down at the City Museum, they kind of put the whole thing on. So it's pretty cool. It's not very expensive, and you'll be surprised that even if it sounds like something you can't do, you'll be surprised how quickly you put it all together.
Yeah, and go watch the video now on Y98's Facebook page.
Your next code word in the 12K a day giveaway coming up in just a few minutes. But right now, Macklemore and Kesha.
It's Matt Fly, the 12K a day giveaway. from Y98.
Okay, if you didn't hear the announcer, Bubble, B-U-B-B-L-E, text that to 72881 this hour. This week has been rough. I don't know what it is, but I have been a blubbering mess. And I know you're like, whatever.
What's new with you?
Yeah. It's been a while, though. It's been a while. I
cried yesterday and I cried this morning.
Yep. Right.
And I don't, that's a lot for me.
I can usually hold myself together, but I have been crying at the drop of a hat this week. And I think it's the culmination of all of these things.
No. Appendix getting taken out?
No, it has nothing to do with the appendix, although they might have like nicked some sort of cry vein in my body while they were. Right.
We hit the cry vein. We're sorry.
The cry nerve? I don't know. So people have been joking around with me. My daughter's graduating from preschool and her graduation is tonight. Oh, are you so sad? I'm like, oh my gosh, are you kidding me? I've spent the last 7 years paying tuition for preschool. And don't know, preschool, that stuff's expensive. So I was joking that when preschool's over, we're having a big party because it's going to be like a big raise in our family. But I'm really genuinely sad. Like when she crosses the stage tonight, they do this little thing where they all wear their dad's long sleeve dress shirts and they wear them backwards like a little gown. And then they put their little caps on. And it's just really sweet. And I've spent 7 years at this preschool. And I
That's
love it.
That's a lot of free.
Yeah.
Starting
we have like 1 year of preschool.
Shut it down.
Starting when Finn was two up until now. And one of Nora's teachers in her final year was Finn's first teacher. And they took care of my babies,
sure.
You know? Mm-hmm. And especially since I work in the morning. Oh, I'm going to get so emotional. You know, I'm not there in the morning, so they're like their moms. They say hi to them and, like, give them hugs. Make sure someone loves them.
Why don't you do that for me? I feel like it's opposite in here.
They are. They're like their moms in the morning. They make sure they're okay. So that made me sad. And then Finn had his last day of school yesterday, and I just loved his teacher, Mrs. McLean. Miss McLean is like the most wonderful woman. And so as soon as I saw her, I started crying. And then I got this email yesterday. So, you know, this is so dumb. But when I first got pregnant, I signed up for this baby center email. And moms do that. It's like when you're pregnant, they send you the weekly emails. Your baby is the size of a kiwi fruit.
Did you even care about it when you were pregnant with Nora?
I don't think I ever signed up for it.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I've already gotten all of these things and I already know what to do.
Yeah.
I have this parenting thing figured out, I said.
Yeah. He's a grapefruit. I get it.
Right.
But then after your baby's born, they send you these weekly emails. Like, this is the developmental milestone that your child may be reaching. You get one every week. So yesterday, wow, where did the time go? Can you believe your child is almost 9? It's been an amazing journey, and we're so glad to have shared it with you. And though you've reached the end of our age by age newsletters, our door is still open. And I was like, wait, what? You're leaving me? He's not a baby.
Can you imagine? Your son is now 22 and should be out of the house by now. But if he's not.
Here's the thing. I don't even click on the articles or read them.
But
I
just
like the comfort of like, okay, this is still your baby. Everything's going to be okay. And then I got that email yesterday like, you're removing me from your email list. Oh my God. It's been a rough week.
Good luck to all the parents tonight at the preschool get graduation with this one.
Yeah, don't sit next to Jen.
Don't do it.
Here's Lance with traffic.
Well, it is a tough go coming out of Madison.
Maybe the woman who doesn't like the segment just doesn't like the jingle, the song that we play. Do you think that's it?
It's very personal.
It's really weird. Afton, welcome.
Hi, guys.
Afton
Hi.
Is taking this personally. It's here's the letter that came in the mail.
It
Happy.
Looks so nice.
She drew a picture of someone doing a handstand.
The doodle?
Yeah.
And she sent a handwritten note that said...
If you haven't heard this, it's all we've been able to talk about for the past 2 days.
Is that a snowman card?
Yeah. Okay, right.
So you think getting a snowman in May is crazy? So is listening to what the office staff thinks of you and your group. Come on. You're circling the bowl.
Wow.
Yeah, it's graphic.
I love listening to you, but you are making some bad choices. No one cares what your office votes. You're better than this. Buckle down.
Wow.
I don't want to have to keep turning you off. This segment, by the way, one day a week.
Yeah.
Right.
One segment.
I think she should call in anonymously after it's done.
She didn't sign her name. So anyway, I love this segment. We all love it. We've gotten texts because we begged for them to tell us how much they love it.
We got three.
Good. Yeah, all right. That's good.
So Afton, let us know. Afton takes questions around to the office and they answer these questions about the morning show.
Right.
Who's most likely to do these things? It hurts feelings sometimes. Sometimes you're a little happy it's not you.
Right.
All right. What do you got today?
Well, I think we'll start with a good one this time.
Oh, good.
Oh.
So who on the show would find it the easiest to make friends if they moved to a new city?
Mm. Oh, you know what? I'm going to give this one to Courtney.
That's so nice.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to say yes for sure.
because drinking brings people together.
Well, listen. Prior to my drinking days, I had to go to 3 different grade schools. Mm. You try that on for size. You know, it's hard.
It's tough.
Hard.
I'm going to say Jen.
You know, it was actually Tim.
All right.
Tim got the most, then Jen, and then Lance.
Wow. They and really know wow.
So, but everyone on the show thinks you deserve it.
People that know me.
Yeah, right.
So that's like 5 votes.
Right. Thank you.
Yeah. So there you go. Who on the show is most likely to write comments on an online news article?
I don't think I've ever done that.
Never would do it.
No.
I want to sometimes.
Yeah, right.
But I'm like, nope.
You show some restraint.
Yeah, I try to.
I was going to say my mother.
I know, right? Nick's mom.
My mother used to do it under a pseudonym.
Oh, no. It's a total mom thing to do. Did this go to me?
It did.
Have you ever, Jen? Have you ever done that?
No, I have never done it.
No, I've seen Barb Sansone in many threads.
But everyone's channeling their mom in this vote.
So they're like, oh, that must be Jen. Yep.
Lance, you've never done that, have you?
No, I'm not.
You know, if Guy were still on the show, he wrote many a strongly worded letter to people. And he would have... It would have been unanimous. Yeah. Right.
Kevin and Lance got 2. Courtney got 1. Jen had all the rest.
None for you, TC.
Yeah. They know I got better things to do.
I have better things to do, too.
Like setting people straight in the online comments.
That's right.
Who on the show has ever shoplifted as an adult?
Well, I know.
I did one at time accidentally.
Yes.
God, this is
going to
be.
People must know about that.
So this is a thing where I don't think anyone's ever done it, but this is like a reflection on our moral character.
Yes, and I'm always the one that's morally inept.
I know, they think you don't return shopping carts to the corral.
I don't want to talk about that anymore, Jen. You know how that hurts me.
It is hurtful. Courtney, you got 6.
Yeah.
Wow.
Jen, you got 2.
Really?
Well, there was a disclaimer that said... Probably because she forgot.
Oh, you get a disclaimer. Courtney's just a thief.
Jen was so busy crying, she didn't realize she forgot.
Yeah, right. She couldn't see through the tears. And nobody else got any votes?
Lance got 1.
I say Lance.
Kevin got 1.
Why me, Courtney?
Because I don't want it to be me, Lance.
You're not alone, Courtney. Wow.
Hey. This is a bad Courtney week.
Yeah.
It is. So I'm going to skip the one that I was almost going to
do. No.
Do it.
I can take it, Afton.
Yeah, we're going to think of someone to blame for all of these.
I can tell you that some of the usual suspects, I actually included them this week.
Oh,
you know, you always...
Alex, Rich, and Ben Boyd.
They get surveyed because their name always comes up. Who on the show would make the worst roommate?
Ooh. I'm fine with it. I really would. I prefer to live alone. Like if I'm going to have a roommate, I don't want a roommate.
Okay, good. So that didn't hurt too much.
No, it doesn't.
Say me.
I'm very messy, but I'm a great listener.
Who? Thank you, Alex. Who on the show now? Sorry, snowman lady. Who on the show now?
Entertainment.
It's
brought to you by St. Louis County Parks. Get out and explore today.
I'm siding with Snowman Card Lady. I think we should stop doing this segment.
Nope,
it's hurting our show.
It's getting better every week.
Great. Feelings.
Let me just say this. We had a call. Tim took this call.
And I'm sorry if I hung up on you. I didn't mean to.
She loves the segment, but thinks the questions could be changed because she feels bad for the person that gets the brunt of the answers. Don't feel bad. Nobody in here is offended.
No. We may act like it, but...
We're not.
It's okay.
Just another reason for Jen to cry.
Yep. Okay, you guys, there's so much good schmick today, I can't even stand it. Bachelorette, I talked to you yesterday about how Becca said she's found love and she is engaged with the Bachelorette season premiere to start next week. Well, we have pictures of her kissing, and it looks like a finale. It looks like she's in a white, shimmery dress, and the guy is in a tuxedo. It happened at the Shangri-La's Resort in the Maldives. There was a big cheer hugging.
Maldives. Get it right.
Group photos taken after what appeared to be a proposal, and it happened May 10th, so that would make sense toward the end of filming.
Man, they really crank that thing out, don't they?
They sure do.
Jen, I don't want to see those pictures because then I'll know who wins.
Yeah, but don't you go to Reality Steve?
No, I don't go to Reality Steve. I want to live it.
I don't either.
Reality Steve's already called it. He knows who's won.
I don't want to know.
Okay.
I don't even know if I'm going to watch it. I'm still deciding.
Someone else has found love. Adam Rippon just won Dancing with the Stars, and apparently he's winning in love. His Finnish boyfriend is moving in with him.
I was hoping it was Sally Field's son.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's not Sally Field's son. His boyfriend is moving to the United States. Adam said, it's like a whole process to move out here, like you're moving countries. Yes, Adam, that is exactly what he's doing. He said, this is interesting if you read this whole thing, because he ended things with his previous boyfriend of 2 years just before he competed in the Winter Olympics. Okay.
Oh, man. Where did he? Oh, we must have met him at the Olympics.
No. In early April, he announced he was seeing someone new and told People magazine the union was fresh after meeting on Tinder 7 months prior. Do the math. Adam was creeping on Tinder while he still had his boyfriend.
Uh-oh. Can't do that, America's sweetheart.
I know. Yeah. Come on. Oh, and I forgot to mention, Ari and Lauren B. plan to watch Becca's season of The Bachelorette.
Nobody cares.
That's
Nobody
creepy.
Cares. Yeah.
Creepy.
They're going to watch it?
Weird.
Yeah. Okay, which one do you want first? Arrested Development, Jessica Walter talking about Jeffrey Tambor, or Britney Spears talking about K-Fed wanting more money
Britney
for child
first.
Support? Okay. Britney's lawyers have fired back after Kevin Federline says $20,000 a month just is not cutting it in child support. Not enough. Her people say he made his own bed when he decided to have more children.
That's
after divorcing Britney.
How many kids does he have?
He has five.
Five. I said six.
Five total. He claims that their two kids enjoy this just ridiculous lifestyle with Britney. They go on five-star vacations, have every toy imaginable, a lighted tennis court, and all he can do is provide them with a meager lifestyle on $20,000 a month. He claims she makes $34 million a year. He only pulls in his own salary, not from Britney, $3,000 a month. And then somebody said, Britney, he barely gets by because he has to support three additional kids and his wife and himself on the money that Britt gives him
right.
for their two kids.
Yes.
He's Sarchar.
He should be able to make more money than that, don't you think?
Yeah, but I think he's saying that he was a real commodity for a while, but now that's dried up.
Well, right. That happens. But still, 20 grand a month from Britney is $250,000 a year.
Right. You could move to St. Louis and find a nice little house. And
a little? You could buy a big house.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He could do something. I mean, he should start a Fetter line of clothing.
No, you're not getting anything on that one.
Come back, Mike.
Okay, now on to Arrested Development and a very uncomfortable interview with the New York Times.
Wow.
The whole cast sat down and apparently have not gone to group therapy because they're still going through things with Jeffrey Tambor in the middle of an interview. Jessica Walter, who plays Lucille Bluth, mm-hmm. like the matriarch of the family, and Jeffrey Tambor plays her husband on the show. She said that he had blown up on her on the set. And of course, he was let go from the show Transparent, they said, because of abuse. Not only sexually explicit comments that he made towards cast members, sexual harassment, but also just inappropriate behavior. And he had a temper.
Anger is as abuse as well.
Yes. Yeah. Well, Jason Bateman, I'm disappointed.
I am too.
Tried to downplay it during the interview. He said sometimes people confuse tempers and difficult people with abuse. And Jessica shut him down. She said, Jason, this happens all the time. But in almost 60 years of working, I've never had anybody yell at me like that on a set. And it's hard to deal with, but I'm over it now. I just let it go right here. So I have to let go of being angry at Jeffrey.
So what did he say while he's sitting there and she's saying this?
Well, he said he kind of, you know, he said that he's already apologized to her. But she said he never crossed the line on their show sexually, but verbally he harassed her and he did apologize and she has to let it go. And she said, I have to give you a chance, you know, for us to be friends again. And he said, absolutely. She said no hard feelings, and they have to film another season.
I think it's pretty incredible that she stood up there or sat up there and was honest.
Right.
Yeah. It takes a lot of guts.
I know, because those are things that go on behind closed doors and maybe not in the middle of a New York Times
interview.
Like,
we're all a happy family.
Right. And I think Jason was maybe trying to be peacekeeper, like, oh, well, you know, let's just smooth this over. And she's like, no, I am not going to smooth this over.
Yeah. Abuse,
this is not okay.
Yeah. It just tears people apart.
It's Man, bad.
What an intense interview that must have been.
I know. I would pay to be a fly on the wall for that one. All right, it's time to get to celebrity birthdays.
That last segment hurt me. Why don't we...
this is a competition, but before we get to that one, there's a big birthday today.
Megan, Jen's friend Megan, is 40 years old today. It's a big one.
Megan Weingrad. Calling Megan Weingrad.
Way to go,
Megan.
Wow,
the big 4-0.
Happy birthday, girl.
Good work, Megan. You made it. And...
Way to still be alive.
It is a competition. This is round 3 of 4. Tomorrow's the final round where we'll find out who is going to eat a foot sandwich, a sandwich that I will be preparing with my feet. That will happen on the show tomorrow, so be sure to tune in. And I imagine we'll be Instagram living that as well.
Great.
Yesterday was rough. People were all over the place with the guesses because it was tough celebrities. And today is no exception, partially because Courtney, who was honest, so you get extra credit here, Courtney accidentally saw a birthday, and it was a big one.
I told him today.
Yeah, she's like, hey, we can't do... It was Bob Dylan. It's Bob Dylan's birthday.
Oh, okay, yeah, he's old. Like 80?
77.
Oh. So Courtney was honest there. But I'll be honest, we're going to do 4. It's not easy.
Let's do 3. What's this
No,
four
let's
thing?
Just do 4. It's fine.
We're going to do 4. It's going to be
great. I'm already losing. Why do you care?
Because one
guess of bad.
Go.
Patti LaBelle. Lock it in. Patti LaBelle.
Ooh. Okay.
She is, I'll tell you this. She hit on my brother pretty aggressively. Mm-hmm. She's too old for that.
Patti LaBelle hit on your brother.
It's a pretty funny story.
That's a story for 9-10. We'll get him on the phone.
Oh, man, this could be
That's
way
what she's
off.
Into. She's
locked
into
in.
Like...
Locked in.
I'm locked, but not happy
I'm not
mine.
Happy either.
Okay. Patti LaBelle, Courtney.
Go ahead. I'll start. Is everybody locked?
Get
locked.
Locked
and loaded.
Okay, 58.
Patti LaBelle?
Patti LaBelle?
58.
Oh, I think that's low.
Who am I talking? Patti LaBelle.
Courtney?
I said
74.
Ooh. Oh, God. What?
Kevin?
I said 66.
Lance?
Oh, my God.
I said... If I can
what?
Get it up there. 77.
How old is Patti LaBelle?
Courtney got it. 74.
Whoa. Oh, my God.
Ouch. I didn't think she was that old.
Who were you thinking of? You know, sweet potato pie, Patti LaBelle.
Oh, Jen.
Yeah, right. Why couldn't she be close to 60?
Seriously?
I don't know.
Patti LaBelle.
That is crazy, Jen. That one is
how great. Many points did I just get? I got like almost 20 points.
I can't even crunch those numbers yet. All right, we keep going here.
Oh my God, that hurt my stomach.
I know, I feel so bad for you.
I was off by 8. Ouch.
John C. Reilly from Step Brothers and a ton of other movies. John C. Reilly.
Gosh, he looks like he should be older, I think, than he probably is.
Step Brothers, Talladega Nights.
Okay. All right. I say he's... Are everybody locked?
Yep.
Locked? Courtney.
I say 50.
Jen.
I say he's 4 years younger than Patti LaBelle. 54.
I said the same thing as Jen. 54.
I said 54 also.
John C. Reilly, 53 years old.
Oh.
Okay.
Good job, everybody.
Oh, yeah. Great.
Okay.
Thanks, everybody else.
It gets interesting here. Tommy Chong, as in Cheech and Chong. How old is Tommy Chong, also father of Radon Chong?
I'm really angry with you.
Me?
Tim, for picking all these terrible celebrities.
Patti LaBelle is not a terrible one at all. Tommy okay. Chong. Are we locked?
I'm locked.
I'm locked. I think I'm off. 75.
I said 65.
I said 70.
I figure he's somewhere around Patti LaBelle. I said 76.
Tommy Chong, 80 years old.
Wow. Jen, I just got 15 points on that, Jen.
Yeah, I got 10.
Man. There's another round tomorrow.
He had to be like older when he made the Cheech and Chong movie.
Hey, smoke man. And stuff. Yeah. That was good.
That was. All right, final one.
Okay, and finally.
God.
Priscilla Presley.
Priscilla Presley.
Do some math. She was young when they got married.
Yeah.
Best known as Elvis's wife.
Yeah, all my guesses are around the same.
The
all
Naked right. Gun movies.
I got it.
Priscilla Presley. We locked?
Yeah, got married like locked. 50 years ago.
All right.
I'm still scribbling. I have my carry number, but I'm scribbling.
Carry the 4.
What do you say, Lance?
I said she's 72.
I said 70.
I said 70.
I said 72.
Priscilla Presley, you said 70 as 70, well?
No, yeah, I said 72. 70 in the number 2.
Okay.
72.
Priscilla Presley, 73.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's about right.
I am going to do some numbers and we'll see who's
I'm
that
I'm
going
to go
much...
to the doctor and get some Hep C shot so I can eat a
no,
sandwich
my
tomorrow.
Feet are great. We'll see who's eating that.
Tommy Chong hurt me bad.
If you're having a birthday today, including you, Megan, happy birthday, everybody.
Here's Lance.
All right. Westbound 270. We can...
198 with Adele, and it is time to talk about the scores from celebrity birthdays
Your
today.
Your voice is quavery.
I didn't do well either.
Well, today, and again, you want the
cumulative.
Right. Lance was your winner today, followed by Kevin, who had a great showing, then Courtney, and then Jen, who had maybe the roughest day in the history of this competition. So
no, thanks for rubbing it in.
I had that one bad day.
Yeah, but
you did. You did.
Remember?
Mm-hmm.
So Lance altogether 24. I'd say he's pretty safe from the foot sandwich.
When we did this last, that Friday, we had Richard Jenkins, and I was way off on that. So I'm not even going to go. I'm not going to be that confident. I'm still going to come hungry tomorrow.
Okay. I respect that. A great showing today, and he's moved up to second place. Kevin.
Hey, and you know what? I missed 8 on Miss Patti LaBelle.
I missed 15 on Tommy Chong.
Kevin's at 42. Then Courtney is at 46. And Jen, her score throughout the week altogether, 59.
59?
59.
That's a whole person.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, one bad day.
Yeah,
that can
that's true.
Shift.
Yes.
All right, that's
you gotta hope that
this is so much fun to do,
isn't it? Really?
Yeah, I love it so much.
And
so,
let me just clarify this: if I lose tomorrow, I get to pick the next bet.
Yeah, you do.
Ooh.
And by the way, did we mention the loser has to eat a foot sandwich, which is a sandwich made by Tim's feet?
Mm-hmm. And my feet have kind of a mind of their own, so it could be.
I'm bringing in gluten-free bread. That's all I'm saying.
Okay,
that's fine. Okay, that's fine.
Do it, Jen.
Okay.
But you may not have to use it. I'm right. I mean, I'm not far behind you.
Yeah.
One bad birthday.
Do the math. You're 13 points behind
one
me.
One bad birthday.
One bad birthday. I'm going to look at tomorrow's birthdays just to see who we have. How bad it
All right.
Be.
We have your 12K a day code word coming up in about 5 minutes on Y98. Mm-hmm.
congratulations to Crestwood's own Donna Rapisardo. She's going to go see the Cardinals and the Pirates June 1st and enjoy all the goodies there.
I like how you got Rapisardo, but you had trouble with Crestwood.
I know.
He tripped you up.
Another pair of tickets to win for the Cardinals tomorrow on Phillips & Company. Courtney & Company. He's been
Christopher Walken. A dollar.
You didn't even know today.
What's a negative? And his bad impressions make a good impression on you. Ask Kevin. Ask Kevin.
With Tim.
Come on, ask Kevin.
That's me.
Okay, so you mispronounced Crestwood and called it Phillips & Company, so I'm not feeling so great about this. Ask Kevin.
We've got Tim as a helper.
As backup. Okay.
If needed. All right, you ready?
I'm here. I'm ready.
Dear Kevin.
And Tim.
My son Michael is 30 years old and won't move out of our house. We've asked him to leave several times. We even went as far as to send him eviction letters.
Whoa.
Whoa.
But he won't leave. And there's nothing we can do. Well, we recently filed a petition with the county that has to go to the Supreme Court to have him removed.
What?
What?
Do you think this is too harsh? Signed, Christina and Mark. From Camillus, New York. Oh.
Camillus, that's near Syracuse.
Okay, this obviously isn't a real letter. This is that case that's going on with the freeloading son that won't leave.
Yes, but I feel like this hits close to home,
it
Kevin.
It does, and it's very close to home for me.
And host to home.
You know, I'll tell you my story. I left home when I was allowed to leave home after college, and I moved in with my brother. We had an apartment, and then he proceeded to meet a girl, and they were going to get married.
He left you behind.
Left me behind, so my parents graciously said I could move back home and never gave a timeline on how long I had to stay there.
How old were you when you moved back home?
Gosh, I was 23.
So you were not on your own very long.
I was not on my own very long, no.
He graduated college and got an apartment with his brother for 6 months.
Right? Yeah, close to that, yeah. But,
so 23.
23, and 4 years later, I was still living at home.
When did you move out?
Well, gosh, I didn't move out officially until my mother... You know, my father passed away and my mother said, I'm selling the house, which was, gosh, 6 or so years later.
Wow. It's but, like failure to launch in real life.
Right. Yeah. But my mom always said that, you know, if you needed to come back home, you'd come back home. And I took her at her word.
She also said, I can't crap Christmas. Yeah.
She also used to say when I'd go out with my friends, get them laid. So.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
About you.
Yes.
You weren't supposed to help your friends.
No. I think she was hoping I would knock somebody up and then eventually have to officially move out. Yeah. So
this is where we would normally end as Kevin.
Right. But
he hasn't. All he's done is gone through his own life. That's how it always is.
So, but I cannot imagine.
Your mom has asked you time and time again, your mom and dad, move out.
Gosh. I think if mom and dad were serious enough, they would, you know, draw the line. And
they tried.
Right. And they would have to, you know, I mean, I can't imagine going to court.
Is it too harsh?
Is it too harsh?
Tim?
No.
It's time to tag Tim in.
Tag.
Okay. No, at this point, they're doing what they have to do. This is outrageous. I think they're right to take it to the courts. But I also want to point out, they've screwed up so badly already at this point that he won't listen to them about getting out. Not because he comes back. That happens, and that's
there's
okay.
There's no fear.
But the idea that they're just like, hey, man, it's time to go. And he's like, no, go ahead and sue me. Yeah, that's the parents. Maybe they haven't done the greatest job.
They may not done.
But I guess they're trying to make up for it. It's their home. They want their time.
Not too harsh.
No.
But they maybe should have been harsh
earlier.
More harsh.
Yes.
A long
pushed
time ago.
Them to do something.
They made their own bed.
That's true.
And now they're probably making his bed as well on a regular basis.
Way to go, Tim.
He doesn't really give an answer. He just likes to BS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.